We went into the growing season with very little moisture in our soil profile. But overall, if growers were keeping track of the inches of moisture received on their farm, we are getting close to that 20 inches in most areas that we needed for the crop growth. So it really felt like we weren't getting much rain throughout the growing season. But if you compared statewide or throughout the Midwest, we did end up getting adequate moisture in these, not anything over adequate, that's for sure, kind of the bare minimum. But it seemed like we got enough for all these hybrids to do what they needed to do and to fight against any pests that we might have been dealing with. Environmentally, we didn't receive huge amounts of moisture that were causing big disease issues. And so that was one that helped not knock down any yield at the end of the growing season. We did see some disease issues in our soybean fields late season, but a lot of that was just due to humidity getting locked into under those leaves in that canopy. So those are diseases that we see a lot around here with the white mold issues. But overall, they hit really late in the growing season, so we didn't see huge yield drags from them.